The Columbia Workshop, under the direction of William N. Robeson.
SOS, Steamship Pandora Star. Steamship Pandora Star, sinking by the stern.
Tonight, the Columbia Workshop is privileged to present, simultaneously with its publication, a radio adaptation of a new American short story, Seven Waves Away by Richard Sale, which appears on the April issue of Scribner's Magazine.
Fresh northwesterly winds roiling the surface. Mr. Holmes could not look back, not even for an instant, because the long swells, unbroken as yet, but running fast and high, with glassy bubbles breaking at the peaks now and then, held his frightened eyes. He became aware of the cook close to him as the lifeboat wallowed, panicked by the heavy seas. With all his strength, Mr. Holmes held to the tiller, which might at any second be wrenched from his grasp by the pressure of the rushing water against its rudder blade.
Can you see her, Cookie?
Aye, sir. I can see her. She'd make a lovely sight against the sky.
Is she going?
Aye, she'd be that. She'd be standing on her stern like a turning spout. She'll slide in quick any minute now. You ought to look back at her.
I'm looking ahead with this tiller in my hands. Look to the captain there, will you?
Aye, sir. He'll come too. It's his jaw. Broke, I expect, and bleeding a little.
Has she gone down?
Not yet, sir. But any minute now. Take it easy there, sir. You can't move. And you can't see her when we're in the trough.
She must be sinking fast, Cookie. I can see it in their eyes. Like ice. Frozen.
It'd be cruel. The sea be running heavy, too.
Yeah. It's rising. I've had the feel of it in my hands here. This boat don't handle at all.
No wonder, sir. We'd be almost sunk to the gunwales.
Cookie, there are too many people in this boat.
You can't do nothing about that, sir.
33, and there ought to be 16. We could turn awash with one good one.
It'd be only praying and pulling that'll get us out of this.
One good wash. Can you still see her, Cookie?
There was some on her, sir, still blowing on the surface. Wait, and I'll take a look.
She's gone. Sunk to the bottom.
She was slid in, sir. She done it so neat as a cockroach, she did. Atween the swells, sir. One swell, she were still there. Another... And she weren't. She's gone for sure now.
Well, then she... We're really alone now.
For a while, maybe, sir. I expect Sparks got a call out all right. They'll be here. We don't have to worry, sir.
No, we don't have to worry. Only this boat loaded the gunwale. She'll sink if anybody moves. And 33 mouths to fill with only a cast of water and some hard tack.
Oh, you said...
You know how far a cast of water goes, Cookie?
Don't be thinking on it, sir. It'd be a black outlook.
It's 1,000 miles to land, too. 1,000 miles.
Oh, sir. What you got there?
That's just a pistol, Cookie. Just shifting pockets to keep it dry.
A gun, sir? Beer loaded?
Well, of course it's loaded. A man has a soldier feeling, Cookie, when he's got a pistol.
Mate.
No, don't he be twisting like that, sir.
Mate.
Yes, Captain.
I'm not well. Hear me, mate. I'm not well.
Yes, I'm right here, sir. Have you any orders, sir?
I'm sick. I'm sick to my stomach with pain. I can't take command, Mr. Holmes. The ship is yours. Mr. Holmes... Do you hear me?
Mine, sir. She's mine.
Aye. You've got our lives in your brain now, Mr. Holmes. A thousand miles to land, and you've got to see her through. She's your command. The cook's a witness. Keep her safe.
Cookie, you heard that.
Aye, sir. I'll be a witness, sir. You'm in charge.
I'm in charge. Thank you, Cookie. All right, men. McCready.
Aye, sir.
Big Joe. Harris.
Yes, sir.
I know.
Yes,
the captain just put me in command. Now you'll have to pull, men, hard and steady. This boat is overcrowded.
It'll be a battle. We're deep in the water.
Hey, she's bubbling past us. Right at the gunwale.
Oh, it's big, deep.
Look out, you don't belly it, or she'll swamp.
Mr. McCready.
Hey, lad. What is it?
We'll make it all right. Won't we, sir?
You can only hope, lad. If the sea dies down, we'll be all right. And the spy's got the message out. Now, hold up your chin there now.
Yes, sir. I am, sir, but I'd like to help with the oars.
Now, sit still. Take it easy, lad. Rowing ain't no job for a cabin boy.
Oh, but I'm not, sir. I'm getting my team in place.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I'm so cold.
Dinah, you must hold on. We're here at least. And alive.
Lucy, open your eyes. Open your eyes. You're safe. You're not going to drown now. I'm here, Lucy. I'm here right with you.
We've got to find the ship. I've got a wife at home and two children. They're waiting. We've got to get out. We've got to get out.
There, there. Take it easy, man. On account of the women.
What is it?
Nothing, Billy. We're all right now. Just keep your head against me.
Oh, Mother, I'm cold.
I know, dear. I know, but Mother's here. Close.
Mother, will it last long?
No, son.
It is dark. The boat goes up and down slow. Oh, Mother, take me home. I want to go home.
Billy, be brave. Just a little while longer. She's coming soon.
Ship. What ship can see us in the sea? What ship can reach us before it gets us? The boat on its belly and us down there I go.
Shut up, you fools.
God almighty.
What be the matter, Mr. Holmes?
I was just thinking. Well, it's almost night and I have to steer by the feel of her. And she don't steer, she don't answer the tiller. Cookie, she's too crowded.
You don't look much better, Mr. Holmes.
No, it's blown worse.
And black as pitch, too. I never knew the sea could look like this.
Yeah. It looks different when you've got 10,000 tons under you. Is the tiller pulling, Holmes?
No, she's riding heavy. Her head hangs off too hard.
Mother Mary, it can only last this night.
We have to last this night. We have 33 people we've got to see through.
33. Yeah, 33, and there should be 16. 33 to wade down until her gunnels are washed. Here, Bale! Do you hear me? He's coming in on us, Bale!
They're bailing, but their backs are breaking and their hands are freezing.
All right, let their hands freeze. We've got to keep them close.
God almighty, Mr. Holmes. You can't see them coming, and then they're on you like a black wall.
Bale! We'll have to keep it up to keep her head free, or the next roll will go over us.
That one almost turned.
Look at this. And the lightning flashes their faces. They're yellow with fear.
We're all afeared, Mr. Holmes. And you to know it.
We'll last till dawn. This should be a ship.
Dragging on a like that. What be it?
You see that? There, look.
Aye, sir. White caps. There'll be a flaw coming. We'll be lucky if we'd have finished this night alive.
You know, Cookie, you know that we haven't got a chance. But, Cookie, we would have. We wouldn't be going down if we were lighter.
Mr. Holmes!
Yes, what is it? Who is that, Cookie?
He's the quartermaster, sir. That there, Yano.
Yes, Hunter, what is it?
One of the women. They say one of them dead.
But sit still. Which one is it?
Mrs. Willis, the one we picked up from the sea a while back.
Sit still, sit still. I warn you to sit still, Hanno. Do you want to capsize us?
One of the women, sir. Didn't he hear?
All right, look to your oars. Comes another one like a wall. Wait a minute, I'll brace it, killer.
We made it, sir. Just.
Yeah.
She's still righted.
Yes, yeah, she's righted, aren't you? Hanno. You'll have her body passed over the side.
Nasty sort of job right now, sir.
Over the side. Put her close to the bow so we'll not ship at sea. And take care. The water's right up to the gunnels. Look alive there, Hanno.
All right, sir.
Lucy. Lucy, they can't take you away from me, Lucy. They can't do it. No, Lucy.
It's done, Mr. Holmes.
All right, sit still. Well, that's some way gone. She ought to ride better now.
She did ought to, sir.
There's 33 people aboard. There's little difference with one gone. The gunnels are still awash.
God help us to bring them ashore, Mr. Holmes. It was bad letting her go like that.
Bad? Don't he say that. For the only thing to do, sir, don't he feel no regret?
Regret? What is that you're saying, Cookie?
The woman, sir. You couldn't do nothing, can you?
Oh, the woman, no. No, I'm not sorry. I could do something else. I could.
Mr. Holmes, what be you saying?
I'm saying we'll have to wait until morning for something to save us. Look for the captain, Cookie. You're letting his head roll.
The captain ought to have been put in the bottom of the boat, sir. He'd be powerful heavy. Something will be done, you say? There ain't nothing you can do.
No. That's a fact. Only bail and row. That's all we got left to do, Holmes.
And pray. I was never one for my prayers, sir. But maybe we ought to use them now.
Pray. That don't help much in a sea like this, Big Joe. What can you do, Mr. Holmes? What can you do?
Set up! Can't you see Mr. Holmes is doing all he can with the tiller? We just got to trust that we'd get through, that's all.
You heard my words, all three of you. Something will be done. In the morning.
Hush, what is it?
I'm afraid, Mother. I dreamed we turned over, and it was wet and cold.
There, Billy. We'll be safe soon. Safe when the ship gets here, and it's coming. It'll be here soon. A big white ship with broad decks and sunshine.
Almost light enough to see now. This should be a ship.
What will they see? Look at that water. Mountains up, Lucy. Mountains up.
They had to let you go, Lucy. I can't go back without you.
There, Mr. Willis. Just you take it.
You dirty dog, sir. Worse than her yesterday.
The men are almost exhausted, Mr. Holmes. They're bailing, but they're losing.
Aye. Pull on the oars, men. We've got to get more weight. Come on, Paul.
The wind shifted, sir, and the clouds be rolling in.
For a cook, you have uncommon good sense as a sailor.
That ain't surprising, sir. I've been 3 years hand fishing out of Yarmouth.
Well, then you know the sea.
Aye, sir.
I don't know. It's laws.
How do I hold her, Cookie?
You hold her well, sir. Well and good for one what's learned in steam. I no doubt she could take us to land from this very spot if the craft could stay afloat, that is.
Over the gunwale, that one! All right, bail, men! Okay, hold with me. You're against the tiller. We've got to bring her head up.
You're a man of the sea, Cookie. You know when something has to be done.
I don't know what it means, or...
I've marked my time. I can't hold off any longer. I've a responsibility. You hear me, Cookie? I gave them until morning to find a ship to pick them up. It's daylight now, and there's no ship.
I hear what you be saying of, Mr. Rome.
I've got to follow my mind. I believe in it. I think it's right. A life against lives. You know, it's the honest thing to do. And master, I'm going to save my ship and men as best I know. This is all I know.
I hear you, sir. I hear you.
If this boat were lighter, we could weather this sea.
Aye, sir. But it ain't.
But, Cookie, there is a way to lighten this boat.
Yes, sir.
A way, and we better see it through while we've got the wood afloat under our heels. All right, everybody. Keep your eyes here. That's good. Cookie, their eyes are...
Yes, and their faces be washed out gray.
Now listen to me. Is there a soul aboard who disputes my command?
Oh, you the master, sir. The captain be flummoxed. We're all witnesses to that.
No, master, sir. There's none to dispute it.
All right, then get this.
The pistol, sir?
Yes. Yeah, the pistol. And I'll shoot the first man who disobeys me. Now, is that understood?
Put the gun away, folks. You out of your head?
I've got to talk fast before the next wave drowns me out. And you haven't heard me out. We've got to face this situation. We must accept the fact that we got out no distress signal. There is no proof that we did. No rescue ship. We're nearly 1,000 miles due east to land. I warn you now. This boat is doomed if she stays loaded as she is. The next sea or the next, and we'll all go under. If she were lighter. If she were lighter, she could endure it. She could endure anything. For a row for land or a passing ship. Anything. This craft must be lightened.
All your craft, men. You can't lighten this boat without sending someone over the side.
All right, then. It's over the side for some of you. What else?
Look out! Here they come, Lincoln!
I see no party to it.
The weaklings must go. The ones who are no use. We want the men who'll row 1,000 miles to land. Who'll not fall faint when the food gives out.
It's wrong. You can't do this, Holmes. It's murder.
No, that's not murder. This is murder. The weight of a pair of weeping women, a child. The weight of 3 seasick men. This weight so useless. So completely useless is murder. It'll swamp this ship and sink others who have a right to live.
No, Holmes, no. I say no.
There are the living on this boat who want to keep on living. The right of self-preservation, and I believe in it. Murder not to believe in it. Murder to keep this supercargo aboard and kill the chances of other souls here.
You can't do it. You can't throw women to the sea.
All right, will you volunteer to go in our place? Will you? All right, don't answer. All right. The wind's freshening. The sea's rising. It's getting worse. We've got a little time enough before the sea swings around and takes one on the beam to capsize. I'll not have all hands die to save a few unfitting. Now, these are orders. Slide the women over the side when we drop in the next trough. And mind that you're careful not to ship a sea in doing it. All right, look alive now. Quartermaster, you have your orders.
But stand to them. I have no part of them. I take my chances here with the weak. It's women and children first to be saved. That's always been the law of the sea.
There's no choice. I'm ordering you, quartermaster. Slide the women over.
But stand to you, sir.
Slide the quartermaster bodies over the side.
You win home. But it's murder.
Toronto, Smith, Harris. Slide that woman over the side.
I can't do it, sir. I'll slide the dead off the beam any time, but I can't dump a living body overboard that way.
Harris, you're a strong lad. We'll need you in the boat. Now I'm asking you again to assist. I'm ordering you, and the responsibility is mine.
Very well.
Last another night, Dad.
Get that woman over. And then bail, Harris. All right, the other woman. You on the port side, Big Joe. Gritty, Dannemore. Quick before another crash.
Billy,
I'll quit. I bail. We can't stay much longer. All right, now let the boy go.
He's alive. He don't win nothing at all. I know. I got a kid like that.
Over the side.
Mr. Holmes, you can.
Now the old man. All right, the one next to him.
It do make a difference. Red be lifting a little.
I'm not through. Well, Ted, your arm's broken. You won't last.
I would like a chance in the sea. I would like a life preserver, please.
All right, give him a life preserver. Look, well, you understand, don't you? You know what I'm doing.
Yes, I know what you're doing. And may your soul be damned for it. I hope you live through this. They will hang you for it.
Kevin, boy. Conrad.
Oh, God, sir. Let me stay, sir. I'll do my turn at the oars. I'll roll my hands break, but give me a chance, sir.
You're too little. You haven't the strength to pull an oar.
Oh, no.
You'll drink the water and eat the food. No, it's the row, lad. It's the row I'm thinking of. The row to land from this spot. Now, we've got to have a craft to do it. The right men and to man the boat. No dead weight. No, lad, over you go. Will you have a life belt?
I don't want to go.
Over with him, men.
I don't want to go.
Right here, huh? She's feeling the tiller. Cookie.
Yes, sir.
Can you slide the old man off?
The captain, sir. You're ordering of me.
Is he conscious?
No, he ain't that, sir.
Good, then slide him. Now then, keep the oars going. Give her steerage way. She'll go riding. She's got what she wants now, and she'll hold to.
She do ride beautiful. We could sail this year, but clear to China now.
I did right, Cookie. Saving of 22 through the loss of 10. I did right, didn't I, Cookie?
She'd a ride beautiful. She'd a bite in like a bank fisherman, she do. She'll float, sir.
I did right, didn't I, Cookie?
I ain't the one to say, sir.
Coming up, Mr. McCready.
That means good weather. The grayness is fading.
Aye. And the seas be dropping. Just a roll now. It'll calm afore noon.
The boat goes easy. With luck, we might make a landfall.
If we don't see a ship first, the storm's blown itself out. They might see us now.
Aye. And we still have got a sturdy boat underneath us.
Wait! Look! A ship! A ship!
We can do this, right? All the trail but light and clean! Look at her!
A passenger ship! Has she seen us? It's over! It's over!
They're from the south! Maybe they picked up Miguel!
Maybe they did! He had a chance, he floated south! Yes. They should have picked him up!
Oh, man! Oh, we have far to go now!
I did right. Tell me, I did right, Cookie.
I ain't the one to say, sir.
Now, don't move, Cookie. Stay here, Mr. Cookie, where are you going?
I be a-going over to sit with the men on the thwart, sir. The pole.
I did right. You know I did right. But never weathered last night with that supercargo aboard.
It ain't for us to say so, sir.
You know I did right, all of you. You know it. You know it was the only way. You know this boat was too heavy. But she didn't steer. She... Don't stare at me like that. Don't stare at me like that.
We had no hand in it, sir. It was your responsibility, Holmes.
My responsibility. I saved you, didn't I? I saved you, all of you.
You threatened us, sir.
I know, but you're here, and that ship's on its way to take you home, don't you see? I was right. I did right. You were with me then. Who could he? Big Joe. Harris. Smith. Toronto. I saved you. I saved you. Cookie, I did right. You know that.
We did obey orders. That's all. Under threat of death, we did. It ain't for us to say who's right. It's for the law.
The cook shivered as he sat there. He thought, while Mr. Holmes held the lifeboat off toward the lee of the approaching steamship, that the mate at the tiller looked as alone and solitary as anything in heaven or earth. And he shivered for Mr. Holmes again. They all kept staring at the man. They couldn't take their eyes off him as he slumped in the stern. His right arm hooked around the tiller, his gaunt and terrible face hollowed, as if he had fasted for a year and lived to tell the tale. His sea-shrunken hands trembling quite openly, his stern gray eyes troubled and dismayed, still fixed upon the movement of the sea, while he held them off the wind and waited patiently.
The Columbia Workshop has presented Seven Waves Away, a short story by Richard Sale, which appears in this month's issue of Scribner's Magazine. Margaret LeWorth adapted the story for radio, and Bernard Herrmann wrote the original music and conducted the orchestra. The part of Holmes was played by Van Heflin, Cookie by Eustace Wyatt. Seven Waves Away was presented by a special permission of the Harlan Logan Associates. The entire production was under the direction of William N. Robeson. The Workshop invites your comments, suggestions, and criticisms on tonight's broadcast. Kindly address them to the Columbia Workshop, care of the Columbia Network, New York City. Next Saturday and every Saturday thereafter, the Columbia Workshop will be heard at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in next week at this new time when the workshop presents an experiment in fantasy, The Broken Feather, a legend of the land of discord, especially written for the workshop by Michael Carroll, with a musical score composed by Bernard Herrmann for an orchestra consisting entirely of bells. Now remember, next week, the workshop's new time, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.